a trihymeter detaining flank node on Robert Gill, R-O-B-E-R-T, Gill, G-I-L-L, birthday 3/14/75, dictation 7/11/25, patient presents the follow-up, states he just came in to show us how well he was doing, states that he has stopped cocaine, but and is now not taking Suboxone. States that he had continued nausea and vomiting while taking Suboxone prior to stopping it. Feeling much better now. States he's been taking OxyContin and hydrocodone for some years for chronic back pain with multiple surgeries, being followed by a pain doctor. Dr. Ju, J-U-E, in the Woodlands, states that he's no longer having back pain and is also off of hydrocodone. Review of symptoms, non-contributory past medical history as above. And review and previous charts, social family history is above. Not here without girlfriend today. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, and nose, and throat within normal limits, neck support without masses, lung scale ulceration, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, without damaging or tenderness, extremities, skin neurological within normal limits, low back with surgical scars present. Impression. Follow up chronic back pain with post back injury with multiple surgeries. History of cocaine abuse. History of probable opiate abuse. Questionable reaction to Suboxone with complaints of persistent nausea and vomiting while taking Suboxone. Denies taking OxyContin while on Suboxone as discussed before starting Suboxone. Necessity to be off and have early withdrawal symptoms before starting Suboxone. Now feels he doesn't need any medications at all, even for his back. And that he's feeling much better off his medications, has not seen pain doctor regularly for the past few weeks without follow-up. Attempted to explain to patient that the nausea and vomiting on Suboxone was maybe because he was still taking hydrocodone. But denied taking medication like that and feels that he's only having a reaction to Suboxone and that cocaine is no longer a problem and back pain seems to be gone. Discussed options for reoccurrence of back pain and continuing Suboxone. Tried to explain to the patient that he could take Suboxone for chronic pain instead of opiates. And to discuss with his pain doctor as discussed prior on our prior visit, the patient became upset when in our discussion. Left without prescription, stating he's, as before, he's off all medications now. Considering calling pain doctor to update on events. For present, patient is now terminated from other services at this clinic. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.